Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I am your host. So great to be with you. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and this show, Dare to Dream, was created for you, all of you, each of you. I care about you, to create your dreams into your reality. Take your steps, take action, do what's necessary to change the inside so the outside will adjust as well. And we are living in super interesting times. Like, that sentence has been said so much since I've been alive. I cannot remember ever a time when it was more true. So if ever we need a healing, we needed a coming together, it truly is now. Understand that in everyday actions, this is so. You know, it's so easy to use a word like, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Okay, so how are you implementing that in your life? I know for sure, it's like for me a daily check-in. I can be driving and somebody could be next to me, and what am I going to do? What kind of kindness or generosity can I show? What kind of patience can I bring into my life? If I've got a customer service issue, how am I going to show up? Am I going to bark at the person, or am I going to be firm but yet kind that they're in the position they are and they're actually trying to help me? So I'm saying in the very little places in our life, we can create that peace on earth that we all say we want. How are we going to show up for it? Well, we're going to be talking about it a little later on the show. I've got an amazing guest. I'm very excited to introduce you to Michael Heider, who is an author of a new book called Spiritual Healing, Making Peace with Your Past. And Michael is a philosopher, a successful trial attorney of 11 years, California Superior Court for 30 years, a judge, also a motivational speaker, and again, this highly acclaimed self-help book about peace, now out in its second printing, and he'll be coming on later. Well, one of the other ways I know that creates peace in my life is my inbox. Like, no kidding. I unsubscribe to a ton of things because I get a ton of things. Even somehow, I want to know, I once saw somebody write in social media, who are these people in Facebook who keep signing me up for their groups? And who are these people in LinkedIn who add me to a database that I've never asked or signed up for? And then it's up to me as I start receiving all these things to uninvite myself and unsubscribe. So it's a lot, but it's also a lot on top of an exploding email inbox. Do you resonate? And if so, you know, what is that stress level for you to keep up with every day or be attached to your phone, computer, iPad on a daily basis? So let's go into a little bit of peace around productivity and how we can gain control back of our inbox. Do you feel like your email is the boss of you? Well, let's transform that relationship that you have with the ping. First of all, search and destroy. Don't let your email box become a new to-do list, something that you have to work your way through from top to bottom. It's the worst to-do list possible because literally everyone can add items to it. So on the way to work or wherever it is you're headed, or maybe you're at a doctor's office waiting, just spend 10 minutes thinking through your priorities for the day. You setting a realistic start and end time to a morning email session. So you decide, basically, you take control of it. Then you seek out what are the important emails that require immediate responses, those about priority projects, and those from your boss or maybe of important clients because you're an entrepreneur. Open those messages only. So here's a strategy. Hit reply on each important message and let the responses sit on your desktop. There's your to-do list. This is your stack of replies. Use your prescribed email time, your 10 minutes, to write thoughtful, cogent emails and responses rather than attempting to tear through a larger quantity of less relevant stuff. So that's your first one. Search and destroy. Open those emails only in those 10 minutes. Let them sit there and reply to those. Two, don't just reply. Well, this advice goes beyond dealing with obvious junk mail. So often people are asking questions when they can probably find the answers on their own. I get that a lot. Don't you? Every so often you get someone in your life, you're like, seriously, are you asking that question? Or you've already answered the question. They haven't taken the time to read what you've written, and then they're asking again. So they can really find the answers on their own. So if you don't reply, believe me, they will go out and find the answers themselves. They can do it. So how do you implement this kind of thinking without feeling rude? Well, when we worry more about ourselves and our own time, gulp, than the time of others, that really releases the guilt. Here's a nice mantra we can practice. The mantra is, there's no reason I should respond to people simply because they email me. There's no reason any of us should respond to people simply because they email you. So that's the second one. Don't just reply. Decide. Three, file for later. Wink, wink. So, you know, filing away messages that don't need instant replies, a lot of them, eventually, when we reread them, they're moot. I recommend a high-level procrastination technique that can change your view of email. Have a side folder for messages that you don't want to deal with at the moment but are hesitant to delete that can be opened or unopened. Put those into the folder without reservation. You know, you'll be surprised how unguilty you'll feel about doing that action. And here's the magic. The magic happens because we leave those emails there long enough and, aha, they take care of themselves. We discover that most of them never really needed our attention. It's really a big deal. And if it is a huge deal, people will email you again. So check your side folder weekly. If something in there needs a response, you're still in the ballpark for replying. You're okay. It is a step toward deleting without guilt. It's like moving the clothes you never wear to the attic before carting them to Goodwill. So there's the third one, file for later. And the fourth and final one is rethink the inbox zero dream. Reduce your clutter by unsubscribing to mailing lists, like I talked about. I mean, a lot of people, and I know I'm one, I get into delete, 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 and at some point, though, that same newsletter keeps showing up. So it's much better if I take a moment to unsubscribe. It's very quick, and then I don't have to deal with it again. Maybe you don't need a clean inbox. Maybe none of us will ever really have a clean inbox, and maybe we should stop using that, the clean, as a barometer of success. So if email has been the boss of you, be smarter, be faster, think better, so we transform that relationship with the ping. First, search and destroy. Give yourself 10 minutes only, and only go for those projects that are important to you to address. Open them up, leave them on your desktop, so that you can reply to them through the day. Two, don't just reply. You don't have to answer people just because they wrote to you. Three, file for later. Create a folder in your email box, and once a week go in there, and most of those things will become moot. And if they're not, and they're a big deal, deal with them. And four, rethink that you have to have a clean inbox to be successful. Unsubscribe what you don't want and creates clutter. And the rest, well, you know how to deal with. And that, my friends, will create a lot of ease in your life. Peace. We're talking about peace, even in productivity. Well, today, Michael Sage Heider graduated with a BS in metallurgical engineering. This has been a very busy guy, a very involved guy. He's been in the Air Force ROTC program. He was selected as part of a very elite group of engineers who participated in underground nuclear testing at the Nevada test site, performing tests that required the detonation of low-yield atomic bombs. After active duty, Heider entered the seminary and later majored in philosophy with a strong minor in psychology. And seeking more personal freedom, Michael entered law school and became a very successful trial attorney. He ran for and was elected a California Superior Court judge. Michael was elected by his peers on several occasions as presiding judge of the court. He received numerous awards and honors, including the Judicial Officer of the Year from the County Bar Association. Outside the court, Heider taught courses in science, philosophy, and law at colleges and universities. It was during his tenure as a judge and using anecdotes from the courtroom that he authored the acclaimed book, Spiritual Healing, Making Peace with Your Past, now in its second printing by Tate Publishing. And after 30 years on the bench, Heider retired and spends his time as a sought-after motivational speaker. If you want to know more about him, go to Michael Heider, that's H-I-D-E-R dot, TateAuthor.com. Michael, great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
Great to be on your show, and I do dare to dream.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. I am so looking forward to our conversation on your book and your viewpoint about spiritual healing. And I was thinking about you this morning. I just have so many questions about your point of view. I have to say, never had a judge on the show before. I want to know, let's just start there with you being a judge. What was that like? Was that ever trying on you to show up and see the people who stood before you day in and day out?
Well, as you'll understand as we go through this presentation today, I have a firm belief on that I control how I feel. So I was always complimented by the fact that I never became emotional on the bench. And I think it's because of this discipline that I have. I would feel unfortunate for people, the people that you'd see back over and over and over again. And I had a judge friend who got off the bench because he felt that he had lectured to these people time and time again and was getting nowhere. So there's some disappointment, but we all know that we're not responsible for other people's actions. Mm-hmm. So I never had much of a trouble with that.
Wow, that's powerful. To be able to do the job you did, to understand there was a level of detachment, and you're not responsible for those, but yet you felt for them. And here you are, a background in engineering, Air Force ROTC, one of the testers of atomic bombs, low-yield atomic bombs, seminary, philosophy, psychology, law school, judicial officer of the year. Okay, you're not a procrastinator, that's for sure. So all this education and experience, how did this lead you to become who you are or to understand what you do?
Great question. Those long nights out in the Nevada desert when you're blowing up atomic bombs, you have plenty of time to think. And I dwelled on what is the most important thing in life. And obviously, it's not fame or fortune, as we well know, because we've seen people like Marilyn Monroe and Kurt Cobain and Robin Williams who have plenty of fame and plenty of fortune, and they couldn't stand it and they had to kill themselves. And it's not being very good at what you've done. I've known many very good scientists, very good attorneys, very good judges who are miserable people and filled with anxieties and emotional burdens. And I bet you can probably say the same thing about radio hosts that you know. What I've concluded is the greatest treasure in the world is enduring peace of mind. And by that, I mean that pure peace and contentment at the center of your being, the peace that the great spiritual leaders, the Buddha, Confucius, Jesus, other spiritual leaders all possessed. And it's one thing that every human being desires, is to have that enduring peace of mind so that every day you can feel content and at peace no matter what's happened to you in your past, what your present situation is, or your prospects for the future. So that is what I've determined is the greatest of all treasures, enduring peace of mind. The question becomes, how do you maintain that? And Debbie, I've thought about this a long, long time and write about it in my book. Surprisingly enough, there's really only three things in the entire cosmos that can destroy your enduring peace of mind. And people are surprised when I say that when I'm out speaking. But there really are only three things. And those three things that will destroy your peace of mind are thinking about what that horrible person did to you in your past or is doing to you in the present time. And every time you think about what he or she is doing, it makes your blood boil. The second category that can destroy your enduring peace of mind is thinking about all the stupid things that you've done for which you cannot forgive yourself. And you constantly ask yourself, how could I have been so stupid? How can I can't believe how dumb I am? And the third category that can destroy your enduring peace of mind is thinking about what fate did to you or is doing to you. Were you born blind? Are you deaf? Do you have a speech impediment? Were you in an accident that has crippled you? But I've challenged my audiences to come up with a fourth one, and they can't. So those are the only three things that will destroy your peace of mind. And what I want you to note carefully is I said, you're thinking about what that horrible person did to you. You're thinking about all the stupid things you're thinking that happened to you, that you did. You're thinking about what fate did to you. This good life is all predicated on thinking about your thoughts. And that's what I've spent decades trying to explain to people, and I think successfully. And if you think about your thoughts, basically the important thoughts, they're just two type. And we've all experienced wonderful, uplifting thoughts come into our mind, the type of thoughts that make us feel very good, very peaceful, very loving. And obviously, there's a source within us, I maintain, that generates those type of thoughts. And I don't care what your religious beliefs are, that this book's got nothing to do with that. But I've named the source, or the force, if you will, within us that gives us the good thoughts, our God I. And that's G-O-D hyphen capital I. And I call these thoughts God I thoughts because they come from the part of God that lives within us. On the other hand, all of us have experienced negative, self-defeating thoughts that come into our minds, the type of thoughts that really make us feel bad. And I call these negative thoughts Satan I, S-A-T-A-N hyphen I, thoughts because they come from the part of Satan that lives within us. And I don't think anyone can really disagree that they haven't experienced those God I thoughts and those Satan I thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting listening to you. Many decades ago, I took a Kabbalah classes, and they have something very much like this. They call it the light, but they also call it the God within and the positive, uplifting, peaceful. And they also have, they call it Satan, I think, more Hebrew pronunciation. But it's very interesting hearing you say this. And I just want to say to all, we're about to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get deeper into this and get from Michael more of a summary understanding of this concept. And what he's saying here is destroying your peace of mind. It's obsessing what he or she did, thinking about unforgivable self acts, thinking about what life gave us or fate did to us, gave for us. And yeah, let's find out more about how we can make peace with our past, our today, and have some spiritual healing with Michael Heider. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can sign up for free newsletters with show replay links, inspiring videos, upcoming events. Go to DebbieDashinger.com. It's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger. I am interviewing Michael Heider, who's at michaelheider.tateauthor.com. Michael, before the break, we were talking about your thoughts on creating an enduring peace of mind. You mentioned uplifting thoughts that are peaceful and loving, and you attribute them to the source or force or God I, letter I, within. And the other kind of thoughts were self-defeating thoughts, and you attributed those to the Satan I, thoughts within. And you talked also about the three things that destroy your peace of mind. I'm curious because I want to bring up two things that I think have to do with peace of mind. And one of them is about the past. People who have had something happen that they obsess over or guilt over or cannot release somehow. And I say that with great compassion, but what about the past? How do we create peace and presence when we're dragging around a past?
Okay. Let me do this, if you will, because this is so important. I'd like to conduct a little exercise that I call a Heider thought dwelling experience. And this is necessary if I'm going to answer your question about how do you deal with the past. So if you will, let me go ahead and do this little experience. And I can't overstate the importance of it because it will change your life if you'll understand it. So with your permission, can I go ahead?
You have my permission, and I'm intrigued.
Please. You should be. Okay. I'm going to ask you, Debbie, and anyone who's listening in, to please close your eyes, lower your head, and don't raise your head or open your eyes until I ask you to. And I want you to dwell upon the following God-eye positive thoughts that apply to you.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to think about how excited you were when you got your first car. I want you to think about how excited you were when you moved into your first apartment. Think about how excited you were when you got your first meaningful job. Think about the day that you fell in love. And think about the day you got engaged. Think about how beautiful or handsome you looked on your wedding day. Think about the day your first child was born. Think about cuddling that child for the first time. Think about the happiest day of your life. Okay, heads up, eyes open.
Okay.
Debbie, how do those thoughts make you feel?
Good. I didn't resonate with all of them, but I could go places that were akin to some of those ideas. But absolutely, it makes me feel, well, peaceful, actually.
That's exactly the point. I'm glad you've done that. Now, let's continue our little experiment with a very nasty exercise. I always apologize profusely for this part of the...
We should start with nasty and end with the good one.
Yeah, okay. Next time, I'll do that. But let's talk about part of this Heider thought-dwelling experience.
Okay.
That's absolutely necessary to do this. So I want you to dwell on the following Satan eye negative thoughts. And again,
alrighty,
heads down, eyes closed. Think about when you were physically abused. Think about when you were mentally abused. Think about the most horrible thing you ever did. Think about the most horrible thing that ever happened to you. Think about the worst day of your life. Think about what a complete schmuck you are. Heads up, eyes open. Debbie, how did those thoughts make you feel?
Well, I don't feel very communicative right now. And I would say it makes me feel very internal and protective and uncomfortable.
Good. That's exactly what it should do. Now, this is so important. I just hope you and your audience will understand it. We now know, and this is with absolute certainty, beyond any doubt whatsoever. I used to tell murder juries that had to be beyond a reasonable doubt. This is with beyond any doubt, based on the experience, that if we dwell upon a God-eye positive thought, we will, without exception, feel positive. We also know that with absolute certainty, beyond any doubt whatsoever, that if we dwell upon a Satan-eye negative thought, we will feel negative, without exception. Now, I cannot overstate how important that concept is. Understanding these following concepts is the foundation of having a wonderful, peaceful, blissful, contented life and dealing with the past. You've got to understand this concept. Because of the incredible importance, let me paraphrase this. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely impossible for you to dwell upon a God-eye positive thought and feel negative. Conversely, it is absolutely impossible for you to dwell upon a Satan-eye negative thought and feel positive. Mm. It can't be done. And you've got to drill that into your mind. So let me combine those two truths into one, what I call good life truths. I have a whole bunch of the good life truths in my book. But this is such an important good life truth. The type of thought I choose to dwell upon in the present moment determines how I feel in the present moment. You've got to understand that. The type of thought I choose, because we choose to dwell on these thoughts, the type of thought I choose to dwell upon in the present moment determines how I feel in the present moment. So, Debbie, here's the exciting news. If you want to make peace and contentment with your past and want to have enduring peace of mind every single day of your entire life, the type of peace and contentment enjoyed by these great spiritual leaders I've talked about and other people I know, it's yours for the taking. All you have to do is kill every Satan-eye negative thought that comes into your mind.
How do you do that? How do you kill a Satan-eye?
I didn't think you'd ever ask. Welcome to the world of soap. I like that. S-O-A-P, soap. And you're going to say, well, what are you going to do, take your brain out and wash it? Almost. This is how you do it. Mm-hmm. And you've got to do this. You've got to buy into this if you really want the contented life. Every time you realize that you are dwelling on a negative, a Satan-eye negative thought, and you've got that bad feeling comes from bad thoughts, good feeling from good thoughts. The moment you realize you're dwelling on a Satan-eye negative thought, you start soaping. You say, stop. It's obviously an acronym. S for stop, O for obliterate, A for alter, P for praise. You stop. You yell soap. I don't care if you're out in public. Yell it, not real loud. But you stop, stop, stop. You obliterate that thought. I don't care how you do it. Stab, stab, stab. One of my best friends is a college baseball coach. He knocks it out of the field with his bat and knocks that thought out. You've got to alter it. This is so important. Just killing the Satan, I thought, won't do it because it'll come back and eat you alive. You alter that thought with a positive thought. Gee, I can remember being on Debbie's show. That was really a lot of fun for me. Or I can remember my trip to Europe that you were talking about. That was great. And then you praise the higher power. You know, thank you for everything. Thank you for all you've done for me. And when you start using stop, obliterate, alter, praise, it'll change your life completely. I just pray that the audience understands that you are going to take control of your thought dwelling, or your thoughts are going to take control of you.
I get that. I totally get that.
Well, I hope you do.
So this is a way about how we can return from a state of pain to a state of serenity instead.
Absolutely.
What then do you recommend? I love recipes, by the way, and I mean, when I was taught a recipe like, Deb, if you eat this way, you'll be healthy, your weight will be down, and it's true. So it, to me, is a recipe, a prescribed recipe. I do it, I feel terrific, it works. I have found that with exercise, do this recipe and this will be the result. What is the practical daily recipe you suggest, Michael, that we can use so we stay in the source or force of God I thoughts as much as possible?
Well, clearly the recipe is to soap, exercise soap. This is a two-way street. If you dwell on a negative thought, you're going to feel negative. Absolute certainty. And there's so few things in life with absolute certainty, but this is absolute certainty. So the one-way street is, I'm thinking a negative thought, and I feel negative. The other way is, geez, I feel negative. What thought am I thinking on? Oh, what do you know? It's a negative thought. So the recipe is you use soap without exception. Every time you have a negative feeling, you've got to kill the negative thought that's producing that negative feeling. What a schmuck I am. No, I'm not. You know, I do dumb things like everybody else, but I'm not a schmuck. Kill, kill, kill. And alter it with a good thought and praise the powers that are there that give you this power to do that. It's so important. You're going to control your thoughts, or your thoughts are going to control you. It's your choice. Now,
you know, I coach people, I mentor people, I'm a certified coach, and I work with people often on media success and also creating their dreams. What do you recommend regarding this thought process to help people to achieve their dreams? Because I find people will get disappointed and will abandon dreams, or they'll feel like, what you said earlier, fate has brought them a certain set of maybe a childhood, or they don't have money to achieve things that would really set them free. So it can be a big obstacle to creating dreams. And I know when people create dreams, it creates a lot of happiness and joy and being why we're here. What would you say that we can use to help create peace and fruition around dreams?
Well, I guess I got to sound redundant, but you look at the veterans that come back from these horrible, horrible wars that I think we all hate, and so many of the veterans are committing suicide. It's a national problem. On the other hand, you see veterans with no legs in wheelchair races going as fast as can be, smiles on their face. You see veterans in wheelchairs playing basketball. There's a world champion high jumper who only had one leg. They hopped along like crazy and then jumped over the bar. I've seen dancers in wheelchairs where the one man's in a wheelchair and the woman is an ordinary dancer. What makes the difference? Why does one of these people kill himself or herself, and why does the other get out there and play basketball? It's the thoughts you dwell on. If you dwell on, okay, I don't have any legs, but boy, I'm glad to be here and I can make out of my life whatever I want, or you dwell on the Satanite thoughts, you're useless. You're a burden to your family. Kill yourself. And so you do. I mean, it's all the thoughts you dwell upon. That makes all the difference. You've got to have a regime that you pull all this stuff together. And let me maybe... Do we have time, or are we going to be taking a break here shortly?
We are taking a break, actually, right now. And when
timing.
We come back, we'll find out more from Judge Heider. And also, we'll be talking about resolution of conflicts. This is one of his areas of expertise, and if we ever needed conflict resolution, it is now more than ever. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter, my name, at Debbie Dashinger, it's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At AccessConsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. AccessConsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to AccessConsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Take a breath.
If you're tuning in after we started, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Michael Heider, who wrote Spiritual Healing, Making Peace with Your Past. He's a philosopher, successful trial attorney of 11 years, California Superior Court judge for 30 years, motivational speaker, and author. His website is michaelheider.tateauthor.com. So, Michael, before the break, you were leading us up to these 14 life-changing words, and you said everything comes down to these 14 life-changing words. What are they?
All right. Thank you. Well, first of all, you know that the source of your every positive, rich, good, uplifting thought is the God I living within you. Okay. These are all absolute statements I'm about to make that nobody can refute, no rational person. Second, we know that the source of our every negative, untoward, evil, self-defeating thought comes from the Satan I who lives within each of us. Third, from our experiments, you know with absolute certainty, as the experiment proved, that if we dwell upon a God I positive thoughts, we feel positive. No exceptions. The fourth thing we know, absolute certainty, that if we, the experiment proved that if we dwell on a Satanite negative thought, we will feel negative. No exceptions. The fifth thing we know with absolute certainty is that if you use soap, you can control the type of thought you dwell upon, which means that you're able to control your feelings in the present moment. Since your present moment feelings are determined by the type of thought that you're dwelling upon in the present moment. No exceptions. The sixth thing we know with absolute certainty, we know that since that we are responsible for the type of thought we choose to dwell upon in the present moment, which then determines our feelings in the present moment, then we must, whether we like it or not, accept full responsibility for how we feel in the present moment. In other words, we're responsible for our feelings every moment of our life, since we're responsible for the type of thought we dwell upon every moment of our life, which produces the feeling. So seventh, pulling all this together, I'm going to give you one of the greatest of all good life truths that you'll ever hear from anybody. 14 words which will change your life if you only practice it. And that good life truth, which will change your life forever, is, quote, I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life, end quote. Again, I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life. I truly believe that's what the great spiritual leaders understood, and that's what they lived. Never, never, never blame anyone else or anything else for how you feel. If you're not feeling good in the present moment, I say this as lovingly as possible, it's your fault. Because you're dwelling on the wrong type of thoughts, which cause the wrong kind of feelings. I've had a couple of radio hosts tell me they're going to put that on their bathroom mirror, and I encourage people to do it. Put it up on the mirror. I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life. Don't blame other people for that.
Okay. I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life. I want to take this to conflict because being in the midst of something, 11 years for you as a trial attorney, Judge Heider, you ran for and were elected to the Merced County Superior Court bench early in your career, your judicial career. It became obvious that one of your strongest fortes was conflict resolution. And I really do believe today we need conflict resolution. There are pissed off people about how the world is carrying on, about politics, about elections, about what people postulize about but actually produce, a lot of future fear and contention that's happening. It's a little bit explosive. I would love you to offer insights on true healing and resolution of conflict.
Well, all right, I'm going to tell you. The people that are having conflict and having problems resolving conflict, I say it as loving as possible, it's their own fault. It's their thoughts that they're dwelling on. You know, we have a system. We just went through a very rough election. Not everybody's happy about it. But it's the system. So what are you going to do? Are you going to think like those vandals are out in the street? I'm going to go out and smash cars and roll cars over because I'm so angry about the fact that Trump got in. Or are you going to, you know, we don't all like the president that's elected. None of us have ever said, that's my president. I've said, that's not my president many times myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go out and smash cars.
Well, let me ask you about this, because there's a sense of being disenfranchised and of being powerless right now. And, you know, one of the thoughts I had to get myself, because I had a real bad day early this week, and that doesn't sit well with me. So I had to talk to myself and say, well, it's not productive, this, because all it does is create depression and feeling totally powerless, terrible feelings. So what's possible? Perhaps you could put the same energy into change. What could you do in a peaceful way to create change? Is there something you could sign? Is there an initiative you could get going? Is there something you get involved in that will produce something more of the light? What do you recommend that people can do who have that feelings of like, there's nothing I can do, and that's where that anger comes from?
Well, those are Satan I thoughts again. Satan I thoughts, there's nothing I can do, is a Satan I thought. If you think that the Electoral College should be abolished, then go out there. Work your butt off to get the Electoral College abolished. Probably won't happen because it's in the Constitution. It would take a constitutional amendment. But any time you're having problems, I'm saying, look to your Satan I. Your Satan I is beating up on you. You don't have to be upset. There's no reason in the world. One of the greatest examples is... there's a thing called vehicular manslaughter that's a misdemeanor. And the reason it's a misdemeanor, it's an accident. That's all it is a stupid accident. And I had more than my share of these stupid accidents. The last one I had is a guy's coming around a corner out in the country where we live.
As a judge, you mean, not personally.
As a judge. And he comes around the corner, and his coffee cup comes out of his holder on his brand-new, great big Ford F-250 truck. And he crosses the double yellow line without realizing it.
Oh,
on this narrow road. A lady coming the other way, and he kills her immediately. So now I got a courtroom. On one side of the courtroom, I got the victim's family, you know, the probably sisters and mothers and friends and all that. And they want this guy to go to prison for the rest of his life. On the other side of the courtroom, I got the defendant's family, and they're saying, it's a stupid accident. It's a stupid accident. So it was. It's a horrible thing, but he didn't do anything intentional. It was a stupid accident. You know, that's conflict. I mean, the one side saying, judge, put him away for the rest of his life, which I couldn't. Well, I would never allow that because there wasn't any criminal intent. And the other side saying, judge, just put him on probation. Well, I didn't do either one. I gave him time in the county jail, of course. But you've got to take a hold of these situations, and it's all the thought dwelling. Are you going to say, things are out of control, there's nothing I can do? Okay, Satan, I love that. Because that'll make your stomach boil and have the acids flow. Those are Satanite thoughts. You've got to learn to kill those thoughts. You got to say, okay, what can I do?
Yeah.
In this situation, what can I do? And there are large groups every place on both sides. Can I join a group? Get out there and peacefully protest. Conflict is all predicated on thought dwelling. Everything is predicated on thought dwelling.
Everything predicated on thought dwelling. Change your
Everything.
Thoughts, change your life. Well,
Absolutely.
Michael, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
To be presenting this conversation on Oprah's show or something.
Super Soul Sunday?
I mean, you know, I think the message is true. I take no credit for it. I think there is a higher power, and I think the higher power used me as a conduit. But I'd really like to get the message out because I know it helps people as well. I read you that little thing from the lady that sent me a note on the break. I had another lady say, you know, thank you for giving my life back to me. It's a good message. It really works.
And Michael, if you could go back and say anything to your 16-year-old self now, what would it be? What would you say to your 16-year-old self from who you are today?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I would say don't bounce around like I did. Don't get an engineering degree and then do that for 11 years and then go out and get a philosophy degree. Well, all this built up to who I am. I guess what I would say to myself, and I really do mean this because I had such wonderful parents, I'd say to myself, you've been blessed, you've got good parents, listen to them, and do what will bring you the greatest satisfaction in the long run. That's another one of my philosophies. You should always do what will bring you the greatest satisfaction in the long run. When you talk about conflict resolution, you know, that fits right in nicely. So that's what I would tell myself as a 16-year-old, is think about what you really want to do. And I thought I wanted to be an engineer, but the reason that happened is because I went to a real small high school, Burnham High School in Ohio, and the top seven guys went into engineering because we had an outstanding math teacher. She was phenomenal, and an outstanding science teacher. He was phenomenal. So all we knew was math and science. And out of the top seven guys that all went engineering, I think two stayed as engineers. One of us became a doctor. One guy was a doctor. I became a lawyer. Another guy got a mobile home park. But these things, you just got to, I think you stay calm, cool, and collected by repeating those 14 words. That's the most important thing of all. That's my message. I don't care.
I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life. Thank
you. Put it on your mirror.
Michael Heider. Yes, put it on your mirror and your wall. Appreciate the inspiration and the thoughts, the good thoughts you brought to us today on Dare to Dream.
Thank you very much, and I encourage people to dream about having a content life, a trouble-free life when it comes to thoughts. You're going to have trouble come into your life, but not how you dwell on those thoughts is what determines who you are. So, good luck to everyone.
I end today's show with this quote from Eckhart Tolle. Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos. They're all inspirational at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Is it time for you to become a best-selling author? Time to learn how to get booked on radio and get really big results. Well, go to mybestsellerbook.com. And you know, the reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is because your messaging is off. I help you sell out, have a waiting list, just by using media when I show you how to message yourself correctly. So become a best-selling author and understand PR, success, and media for your business now. It's MediaMasteryRadio.com and MyBestsellerBook.com. They boost your business and your message. Thanks for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. It's so easy to forget
Life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible no more.